I'm Talking, episode 400 for December 14th, 2025. This is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast, where I share my thoughts on a topic that has piqued my interest this past week. This week, we're talking Surely. So not the proper name, but the word like sure, like with assurance and confidence is what the dictionary says. And I was thinking, you know, do we use the word surely all that often? But the concept is used, and it's where we emphasize something, where we're trying to maybe build trust. We want people to recognize that the information that we're sharing or the thing that we're saying or what we're doing is something that we are sure is going to work out well, or that we are sure that we are good at and confident in our abilities. And therein lies the challenge for those of us who call ourselves Christians. So today's word comes from Psalm 23, verse 6, that says, "Surely your goodness and everlasting love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever." So first off, it's just a great verse. And it says, you know, surely your goodness and everlasting love. So this is the psalmist talking to God. And it's like, to what extent are you going to pursue me? And to what end are you going to pursue me? Well, in this case, it says, I will live in the house of the Lord forever. So that's where we see the evidence of the word surely. It's a confidence, not in the psalmist's ability to accomplish anything. So this is not happening because of a personal effort. This is happening because a God who is infinitely caring, who is infinitely loving, who the psalmist has put his full trust in, surely that everlasting love and goodness will pursue the psalmist the rest of his life. And as Christians, we live with that same assurance, that same promise, that same surety of God's love pursuing us. And it's a comforting thought, because we, at the end of the day, are not that lovable. We are far from perfect. We are sinners. And yet God's everlasting love and his righteousness and his purity, it pursues us because he wants us to spend eternity with him. That's what he wants. So we get to stand on that sure promise when it says, surely your goodness and everlasting love will pursue me all the days of my life. Until next week, this is Joel from the I'm Talking Microcast.